Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Jensen wants it, down and away again, so it seems. Now raises the glove high, and Kowser unloads to run. Series, his third overall.
I mean, for the better part of a month now, I've been locating well. I've been throwing strikes. I'll have an outing here or there where it's like maybe the command's a little bit of an issue, but I don't think that's abnormal for anybody. I think everybody kind of runs into an outing. I think I made some adjustments a while back with my delivery and my timing. I've never really felt that way, like, because I find that the game's hard enough. There's enough pressure. I put enough pressure on myself. Most guys do. I think it's more of like mentally preparing yourself for the fact that you get in a jam. Hey, man, hopefully they're not coming to get you.
You know, it felt like as the week went on, the approach kind of got a little bit more fine-tuned after having those 3 days where I didn't play. And also just understanding, you know, you're not always going to feel your best. Right. So, you know, just trying to give what you have, not letting yourself get frustrated, controlling what you can control.
Yeah, it's the big leagues. I mean, nobody does feel sorry for you. I mean, there's people all around the industry loving, you know, when we dropped 18 games under 500 and we were getting our teeth kicked in every night. People loved it. The records in the American League, there's a lot of teams that are 500, which means there's a lot of good competitive teams, which also means that, you know, we're still in this thing a little bit.
Manzo, Orioles interim manager, talking about the state of the team, where they are right now on this June 20th, heading into a weekend series with the New York Yankees, who finally broke their six-game skid yesterday afternoon against the Los Angeles Angels. Orioles, so much for a soul-crushing loss on Wednesday. They bounced back big time and beat a good pitcher on top of it, and Drew Rasmussen, to salvage a series split. And as we talked about yesterday, if the Orioles would win last night, which they did, we'd be more lamenting the fact that this should have been a series in which they won 3 out of 4 games. Because Ryan Pepiot put it on him in the first game. That was, you were done, had no chance, he K'd 11, you were overwhelmed, it is what it is. Bounce back nicely in game two, and then you're up 8-0 game three, you lose. What does this mean for the team? Demoralizing. See, Vinny, that's why I'd like to stress that you can't judge just one individual game. And like you said yesterday, it was a football game, we'd still be talking about that. Blowing a 21-point lead. And blaming people for that happening. Then you're only as good as your next day's starting pitcher. And Charlie Morton was great yesterday. And the key thing, I guess, as we look at it, I mean, the Orioles, again, hit well with runners in scoring position. By the way, for the series, which has been a dilemma that goes back to the second half of last year, they were 10 for 23 with runners in scoring position. That's a strong output for sure. But Charlie Morton, where he gets into problems, he starts to walk people. And the walks last night. And then he went on that case stretch. He got stronger as the game went on. And Nolan, get in here too. I thought Charlie Morton was obviously huge for them. And it seems like a simple game. Don't walk, play strong defense, get timely hitting, and look at there. You get yourself a win. And that we heard from Moo Man there, Cal's a three-run homer. And he gets his share of Ks, didn't strike out last night. Had a double and a home run, total bases, pretty strong for him. But that was, things got a little iffy there in the, Doxel in the pond. Dominguez got himself out of a pretty significant jam. Baker as well. Mountain you shouldn't even bring bats to the on-deck circle. But Charlie Morton, he was a guy we would have run out of Dodge a month ago. And you can make a case the last four or five starts, and a pretty strong one at that. He's been the Orioles' most reliable starting pitcher because Eplin's coming off a rocky start. Man Bun's been kind of cruising. He had that one rough outing a couple starts ago. And, of course, Sagano's been shaky. So how ironic is it that the best starter right now, as we sit on June 20th, at least in regards to past recent performance, is the guy that we thought was going to get cut before we even got to June.
Yeah. Well, the thing about him is his curveball's working. And it's working great. I mean, he's getting a lot of swings and misses. And he just looks totally confident, like a different guy. You know, even with his pitching performance the week before that was, 2 1/3, where he kind of struggled.
NCAAs,
yeah. But then, like you said, last night he was.
His last start, he had 10 Ks against the Angels. So back-to-back, here, take these bats and shove them, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Since he returned to the rotation after being a reliever for a bit of a stretch there, and he was pretty decent in that role. But since returning to the rotation, ERA below 2.5. I mean, he's been fantastic. And if it was as simple as just getting the curveball back, which that's what he said the entire time, I just need to get the curveball going, everything will be okay. I was skeptical, saying, man, you've been really bad here. How could it be just one pitch? Well, last night, that curveball, that thing was moving all over the place. The one strikeout he got on it, I mean, it started outside of the plate, almost hit the guy's feet.
Yep.
I mean, that thing was darting all over the place.
Well, they call that a breaking ball, and that thing was breaking in a big way. And how about Caballero, by the way, on the hit-by-pitch, what led to their only run? He intentionally moved into the ball. The elbow, he leaned in, Nolan. He leaned in. I know it's a song that the young kids like. He leaned in, got plunked, stole second, wound up scoring on a base hit. But that was very, very questionable. And I was kind of running hot, especially when he scored. Say, this dude shouldn't even be on base. And he goes back. I don't want to start ragging on the umps, which is easy to do. Like, how does nobody see what just happened here? And, Manzo seemed to be rather calm, cool, collected with the situation. But if you don't think there was covert activity in that particular situation?
Wouldn't put it past them.
Correct.
But if you're Charlie Morton, I didn't hear Charlie Morton talk about it. Didn't hear him asked about it.
What's a no harm, no fouler?
Well, yeah, but even if he was asked about it, I'd expect him to be like, oh, who cares? No big deal. Okay. He's been around a long time. He's put guys on base. He's worked out of it. He's had bad calls before.
Yeah, but that was one that shouldn't have been on base, is my point.
Now, one thing to get blown,
like Gunnar stood there and took his hit by pitch. Mm-hmm. This guy, Stein from Bad News Bears, he moved into the pitch.
It's always a way to work a Bad News Bears reference.
Well, we got to find a way to complain about something, too. And by the way, the bullpen was great. As we said, runners in scoring position, great. Kowser hits home runs, doing his thing. So they salvaged the split. Now you go to New York, where the Yankees break their six-game skid. If they take 2 out of 3, and we talked about it on Monday when the series started against the Rays, they come back Monday and they're 4-3 on the road trip, we're taking it. You lament the one that got away. Now, if they drop 2 out of 3, then we're even going to stress more the win that should have been a win that turned into a pretty significant loss. But if they're 4-3 coming back to Baltimore, I'm cool with that.
Got a winning record. And, Bob, when you're 10 games below 500 and you have a winning record, you'll take it.
Right. And where does that get them in the standings is my bigger question, right? We're looking at everything series by series or week by week. Last night with the win, you get back to 6 games back in the wild card. Can you be 5 back by Monday? That was the goal from last Monday.
Right. And look, a week ago today, last Friday, they were 8.5 games out of the wild card. If we're talking next Friday, they're four out. Now you're approaching 4th of July, which means the All-Star breaks around the corner. And then, of course, the trade deadline. I know a lot of people still want the Orioles to sell because there's a big insurmountable cliff to climb here. But, you know, I'm drinking orange Kool-Aid on a Friday. What the hell?
Are they back?
No.
Oh.
No.
500.
No, 500. No. 500 or within three of the All-Star break, or at least you're around that sort of thing. And it's going to be an interesting dilemma, too, for Elias. You're not selling, full-on selling. You might dangle a piece because they're not going to re-sign every free agent. Let's be real about that. So Dominguez, a Soto, and Eflin, Sagano, they might be sacrificed. Can't keep them all because you still got to worry about your arbitration-eligible players. You certainly would like to get some sort of long-term extension done with your younger guys. But what would he add to the equation? That's the key. And what magic bean would he be willing to float out there?
Whoever you want, not named Sam Basayo. Anyone other than that? It's on the table.
Kerstad fouled a ball up his knee last
night. I saw that. He's out for a while.
Yeah, he had to leave the game. But either way, I don't know. The Orioles are still, they're teasing us. They're not back. They're better, which is obvious. Just look at the record this month. Mm-hmm. They're teasing us. I mean, they're like the flying Willendis. They're on that high wire. Are they going to make it to the other side? Or is the wind going to blow them off and then they're donezo here? Because you still have a lot of teams to pass.
Yeah. Oh, Bob, how about wild card? What Elias has got on his plate right now? Because they got to prepare for, you know, selling partially, buying the draft. I mean, they got a lot of stuff going on.
That's why they pay him the big money
to
make these sorts of decisions. But the Orioles salvage a split, no soul-crushing loss and all of this nonsense. It was a tough loss, and we were bitching about it yesterday, but they bounced back nicely. Thank you very much. And in the process...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Beat a team that had Drew Rasmussen on the mound, who's one of the best pitchers in the American League. So there you go. See, you handle your business.
Right, and I mean, you could argue in all four games, the Orioles were at a disadvantage in the pitching matchup each night. I mean, that's how good the Rays' rotation has been. They handled Taj Bradley, ultimately didn't get a win out of it, but looking at last night, as good as Morton has been recently, I still can't shake that feeling seeing his name as a prospective starter, and especially with Rasmussen on the other side. I'm like, oh, this is a tall task here tonight. So for the fact that they could beat him, they beat the guy in game two, I mean, I don't know.
410-583-1057 is the number. It is Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up here in a couple of minutes. You want to get in, you can. And talk about the Birds getting the split. Now you go to New York. Yankees have been real cold. I mean, they got the win yesterday afternoon, out slugging the Angels, breaking a third. They broke the 30-inning scoreless streak two nights ago.
So they'd lost six in a row.
But I got that. But they had scored in 30 innings and then lost that game where they finally cracked through. Angels took a couple over the fence. So the Orioles, Yankees, and Togano, he's going up there against Max Fried. So it's a tall order, a good lefty against an Orioles team that has not done well against lefties. Maybe Kobe Mayer gets his first major league home run tonight, because I'm assuming he'll be in the lineup. Ravens mini camp's over. Got OTAs done. You got rookie camp done. The draft is done. The schedule's been released. Now we're moving into the next phase, which is training camp. Rookies report in less than a month. We'll get into that and more. Jonas Schaefer, as a matter of fact, Baltimore Banner, joins us top of the hour. It's Vinny, Haney, Nolan. Orioles win last night. It's Featured Artist Friday. Who we jamming to? Stick around. You'll find out.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.